Get excited.
I am excited.
It's Oktoberfest.
All right.
Starting at 9.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven joining us in the studio this morning. It's Chef Plum, host of Restaurant Road Trip from the Food Network.
Good morning. Good morning. What's going on?
And tomorrow night, you're going to be hosting the big Oktoberfest wind down at Harlan House, right?
Oh, my God. It's going to be so much fun at Harlan House in Bridgeport. If you guys haven't seen this place, it's a beautiful building. It's an old bank.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this event is going to be out of control.
Let me understand this. So, wait a minute. Oktoberfest is starting today and it's over tomorrow? Didn't tell me?
Oktoberfest generally starts usually in late September and it goes on for about 2 weeks.
See, that would make sense to me, right? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, that feels like I missed out on quite a bit here.
Yeah. Well, it's been going on. It's kind of like the end of it right now.
Okay, so the crowning achievement, of course, is having Chef Plum there at the big party at this place.
I'm a little bit annoyed because I specifically told you that you could not come on the show unless you were wearing your lederhosen.
Right.
It doesn't fit. If you saw the episode of Restaurant Road Trip that she's talking about, I did wear the lederhosen, mm-hmm. and it was three sizes too small, but that's kind of it was for the laugh. You can see that if you go to Facebook, type in Restaurant Road Trip.
Was it originally yours and you've just grown over the years, or did it belong to your wife or something like that?
When I was a young Bavarian boy, back plowing tending to the fields. No, I bought it at Party City, and it's all they had. It was like two sizes too small.
Right, one size fits all, and it was actually meant for a 12-year-old boy.
I put it on, and my wife's like, please don't ever wear that ever again.
Yeah. you know, we're going to get back to Oktoberfest and a little history about it, but first I want to bring up something very important. You have something that you've been celebrating the last couple of days that you're very proud of.
What's that?
Yeah, man.
So, Chef Plum has a podcast called Plum Love Foods.
Of course, right.
Yep.
Right.
And, you know, he always begs us to go on it. We never do.
Right? You don't. You leave me hanging.
Every single time.
Busy.
I've had some big name people on, but yet when I ask Anna and Raven to come on, like, yeah, no, I can't. I got some sauce in just a case.
Send me an e-bite and we'll see.
I got to get my feet scraped. Whatever excuses you make, it's crazy.
Yeah. But here, he's been so excited because his podcast has reached number 63 on the top charts.
Woo! All right.
In the arts category.
All right. That's pretty great.
arts category. That's right.
I didn't know there were subcategories.
We're number 4 in food overall.
Uh-huh.
How awesome is that?
All right.
Well, here's the issue that made me giggle like a maniac when he kept sending me snapshots.
Right.
Is that he's number 63. But coming in number 60 is Magic Lessons with Elizabeth Gilbert.
Oh, right.
So
I'm working on it.
Work on that.
I'm working on it.
Work a couple card tricks, maybe a coin trick. Where's the quarter?
The best part was when I told Anna about it, I was so excited. I was like, hey, check this out. And she goes, how do you do a magic podcast? She's asking me about this guy's show. And I'm like, I don't know. She's like, how exactly do you do that?
Look at my position here. Don't worry about that guy. You know what you got to do is you got to bring a little magic into your show.
Well, the typical Anna's fashion. I show her what I wanted to see, and she's like, no. But look at the guy above you or below you.
Who is he beating?
The good news is that you're one ahead of Merriam-Webster's word of the day.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's got to be popular with words with friends. Yeah. Okay, so.
You got to think the word of the day podcast is a rather lengthy podcast. <I would guess.
laughs> All right, back to Oktoberfest. Sorry, we got derailed there, but that was just my favorite thing this week. Oktoberfest is going on now. Obviously, there's just going to be a lot of beer and sausage. Is that what's going on?
Yes, this event is so much fun. So, beer, sausage, and here's what you call them, actually. They're called wurst. A wurst. Not a sausage. And when I say wurst, I'm not talking about Raven. I'm talking about sausages.
Okay.
Right. He's the worst. Okay. All right, never mind. It's early. I apologize.
That was a terrible joke.
It was. Right. Swinging it. Listen, even Babe Ruth struck
down
out sometimes,
there on
okay?
You know?
It's all right.
But, and then the funnest part is we're going to have lots of fun events. There's a 7-piece German band, full-on German band's going to be there.
Right, tell that terrible joke again.
All right.
It's good.
We're going to get to different kinds of, we're going to have a sausage.
Next time. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to have a sausage-eating competition and a stein-holding competition.
That's right.
Yep. We're getting ready for Oktoberfest. That's coming up next right here on Star. Oh, yes. Oktoberfest has arrived.
It's upon us, right? Yep. It's getting ready to be over, as a matter of fact.
Starting at 9.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Chef Plum from Restaurant Road Trip, also from Food Network, and he's going to be hosting a big event tomorrow night in Bridgeport at the Harlan House, where they be wrapping up Oktoberfest. Doors open at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
All right, Chef Plum.
Lots of fun.
This thing's got weight.
We're on Facebook Live right now, so you can watch this, but we're going to have some kind of competitions going on. We're going to start with the stein holding.
That's right.
What do I do here?
All right, so stein holding, of course, tomorrow is going to be the stein holding championships at the event. So you have to you hold the stein. If you grab the stein and hold it, it's okay. A big 64-ounce stein.
Yep.
Ours just have water in it. Don't worry.
Okay.
And what you can't use your thumb, and you have to hold your arm straight out and hold it straight out.
Wait a minute.
You can't use your thumb?
No thumbs. No. Straight. Yep. Just like that.
Well, okay. I'm sure my engineers will appreciate the fact that I'm holding 64 ounces of water over $1 million equipment here at the board. Right. Like straight out.
Straight out.
How long do you have to hold it out here for?
See how long you can hold it. That's the point.
With no thumb.
I mean, and honestly, you can see Anna's held this right now for maybe 25 seconds. She's already saying it hurts.
Wait a minute. I can't use the thumb even to stabilize it?
Nope. No stabilization with the thumb. What is the
record for something like this? I mean, how long could somebody actually hold something
For
like
women,
this?
It's 2 minutes and 45 seconds. And for men, it's about 5 minutes.
Am I almost there?
No, you're not almost there.
I'm sweating. I'm so hot.
Quite a ways to go.
There we go.
Don't go into labor over this.
All right.
Seriously.
Raven, just eat the sausage.
Now, I've got some sausage for you to eat, Raven. I'm gonna hand it to you, okay? Hang on, let me come over there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. How am I supposed to eat the sausage and hold the stein?
You have 2 hands.
I'm putting the stein down.
All right? Okay.
This is too expensive. I'll lose my job.
Is somebody keeping track? I might break the world record.
No, you're not. Where's your thumb?
It's out.
She's had her thumb out. She's doing a great job.
All right, so what am I supposed
to
do?
You guys see that?
Eat the sausage.
All right. I'm going to start with the spicy looking one here. That's one in the middle.
These are all sausages from our friends over at Harlan House. They have some local stuff over there.
That's incredible.
Good stuff.
Oh, no. I really got to chew this and savor this. I mean, you're leaning back. I'm not sure that counts anyway, either.
I take my hat off.
She's sweating. You can see she's glistening over on her forehead.
The second one just looks like a super large hot dog.
That's right. That's called a knockwurst. Very traditional. Uh-huh. Delicious. Mm-hmm. A lot of times served with a nice spicy mustard.
I can't do it anymore. I can't. How long did I make it?
I mean, I don't know.
90 seconds.
I wasn't looking.
Come on, Anna. You got this. You got this. Don't give up. Don't you give up on me.
I used to work out.
I'm going to choke,
okay?
I'm going to need the Heimlich over here.
Okay.
See that? Also German.
Amazing. Amazing.
You seriously are sweating. Your hair looks blown out.
That was amazing.
My arm is shaking.
Yeah.
I mean, what you guys can't see here on the radio, though, is the guns that Anna Zapp has when she was holding that out. That was impressive.
I mean, I just have to imagine, though, that the champion at these competitions is not screaming and wailing like that during
right,
that.
Because
it's not very, you know.
I just picture him having one big arm and the other arm's normal.
Oh, well, this last piece that I saved here is very stinky.
Yeah, that's a chicken sausage, which they make in-house over there. So they do a lot of great sausages.
Oh, my gosh, that's good.
It's from their what they call their worst bar. Like I said, worst means sausage.
Mm. Chef Plum, when I was younger, I think my family
really
still
good.
Does it. We used to make our own sausage. Is it difficult to make your own sausage?
No, not at all. Making sausage is not a hard thing to do. Putting the sausage in the casing is a little bit more difficult. But you actually make what's called a force meat. Yeah, I know, force meat. That's the culinary
terrible.
Term for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you spices, porks, you know, beef, you can use chicken, whatever you like. You grind it all up, and literally it pipes out from this machine into a casing, nice and long, and you twist it, and that's how it has those little twisty things at the end. And
actually,
then you can cut it.
Disgusting. It's disgusting.
It's amazing.
Can you put any kind of meat in a sausage?
You certainly can. Any kind of meat can be a sausage, that's for sure.
Okay.
Well.
All right.
Well, congratulations on the championships again for the stein holding will be going on when?
Tomorrow night at Harlan House for Oktoberfest, the championships of all of Connecticut. It's the National Stein Holding Association championships of the state. Of
association. Once a winner is crowned, I want you to brag about what you saw from Anna Zapp here today.
Well, I think she should come.
Call into question the record.
I think you should come and take us over. You could win this.
Well, I can't be near beer, I told you, because I'm pregnant and it makes me sad.
Right.
But it also apparently gives her super strength, though.
She's been telling me this for at least a month. Makes her sad. Can't go to parties anymore without it.
No.
That's too easy to make a joke on. I don't want to do that. But listen, I think you did a great job, and you came really close to the world record there, so we're going to try this again next year, and we'll see how you do.
I can't believe how difficult that was.
It's much heavier than you think, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Again, Harlan House tomorrow in Bridgeport, Oktoberfest. Chef Plum will be hosting throughout the day. It kicks off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Stein holding, all kinds of specials going on all day, I'm assuming.
German 7-piece German band. We got all kinds of games, lots of like prizes and giveaways, and it's going to be the whole thing's free. It's a lot of fun.
Are you wearing your Lederhosen or not?
That is for me to know and for everyone to find out.
Oh, thank you for your force meat.
I'm going to force meet myself into this Lederhosen costume.
Oh, boy.